Penis.
Podcast 54. Penis. I'm back from Ohio.
I'm back from never going anywhere.
Who's back from Ohio?
I'm back from Ohio.
Who's I?
Joey.
And you're?
Jesus. I'm the gardener.
And it's Benjamin Schaefer.
I'm Ben. Hi.
Me amo Austin.
And I'm still Satan.
It's true, you are.
I am.
Austin is Nikki. And this is podcast 54. This is our first group podcast since the new year.
Yay!
And we totally were supposed to have like a lot of people over.
Yeah.
I was expecting that.
What happened? We dropped
the ball. Forgot to contact them and let them know things were happening.
That's okay.
You forgot to care.
Yeah.
Yeah, we forgot to care. We don't really talk to them that much anyway. So
forgot to get fucks.
No fucks were given.
Yeah. It happens.
So Austin's
we're supposed to send fucks out.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we had no fucks to send.
We ran out of them. There's a shortage. Zero.
We're on back order of fucks.
as soon as I get back from the factory. Oh, man. The fuck factory.
Is that where they make the fuck train?
That has no brakes?
Yes, that one.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's so as you were saying,
Austin?
Oh, yeah. Austin is now employed.
Yay!
Austin's now employed!
We need poppers, like from New Year's.
Yeah.
I'm doubly employed.
Nice.
That's good.
That's all. Fucked up my hand at work today.
Ow.
Workers' comp.
Yeah, right.
Are you like Stavi?
No. No.
That's an inside joke even more than you understand.
Were you there when Harvey chopped his finger off?
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you know somebody who chopped their finger off?
In a tire machine.
Like, did they get it back?
No.
Well,
he has a nub.
He has it in a plastic bag.
He had his finger where the tire connects to the rim, and he's putting air in the tire. So when the tire expanded, it expands violently. It pops
and
really
it
loud.
Sealed up.
And it sealed up on his finger and ripped it off. Ripped part of his finger off.
Like a shunk.
Broke the bone in half and took that part of his pinky.
Give him a stuffy goodbye.
So they broke down the tire and took his pinky out and took him to the hospital.
Couldn't I was going to say, did they leave broken. The pinky in there?
Yeah, they just gave the customer their car back with the pinky in it.
You're going to hear some rattling in your tire.
Don't worry about
the technician's pinky.
It's totally normal. Don't worry about it. All the technicians lose a pinky in the tires.
Just come in for a balance later on.
Yeah. So now I'm like terrified of having my hands near the machine while I'm inflating tires. It's fucking hilarious.
That's really scary.
Well, I mean, he's not the first person I know to do that.
Oh, so you know more than one person who lost the pinky in the tire.
A lot of people lose fingers in the tire machine because they don't pay attention. But
like, there's that one guy who lost their penis.
Close.
What? He circumcised himself.
Yeah.
What?
Is this a serious or is this a joke?
No, this one's a joke. But there was a guy also at the same
like, wait a second.
The same place where the guy chopped off his pinky, a guy inflated a tire so much that the tire exploded and the steel cords took out his knees. And he tried to take a step, and his legs just fell over.
Was this at our old place of employment? Oh,
no,
I didn't know
it
about
was,
this.
It was Daniel? I don't remember his name.
The older guy with the gray hair?
No.
Oh, no, fuck
I
that.
I don't know. That doesn't
All right,
taking
really
out your knees?
Podcast.
No, fuck that.
But, Because he was doing it on the floor, and he wasn't using the machine. He was using his own personal air hose.
He was doing it on the floor.
He was doing it on the floor.
Doing it on the floor.
And he just kept putting air in it while someone was talking to him, and then the tire blew up.
I remember seeing on A Thousand Ways to Die way back when that show was a thing. There was a guy who was filling up a semi-tire, so bigger than a normal tire, but he was masturbating, and so he was distracted, and then the tire exploded and killed him.
That's how that show
masturbating
usually is.
And filling tires.
Yeah.
It's
at
like
the same time.
How's that even a thing?
That show was great.
That show
was
great.
It's like they're doing
it's
completely
on Netflix,
normal thing.
I think.
Except they're doing this really stupid thing while they're doing the completely normal thing.
Well,
it's like, why would the fuck would you do that?
Yeah, like masturbating's normal and inflating tires is normal.
But
doing
not
them
at
the same time.
This guy's working from home and he was showering. It's like, what the fuck?
No. There was one where this lady was like into juicing and had a vegetable garden in the back. Well, she didn't know that they were spraying rat poison on it, and she kept doing it and died from it. So it's like, there are normal ones that aren't like, holy shit, why are you masturbating while playing with a lawnmower?
Why are you spraying rat poison on your vegetables?
Yeah.
To kill the rats, to keep them from eating
so
it.
That her neighbor was doing it.
Oh.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
An asshole. He was poisoning her on purpose. Yeah. She was probably a fucking bitch.
Probably.
Wow, sitting on the neighbor, man.
Literally.
Why is that literally?
Because when you do those juicing diets, it's usually cleansing and you poop everything out.
But
she was the one juicing, died. Not me.
Yeah. Semantics. Semantics.
She was juicing.
Okay, all right. So me and Nikki,
doing steroids.
Me and Nikki were having a debate earlier today.
Were you master debating?
No, we were not master debating.
Good.
Did a tire not explode and cut your head off?
Not a good thing to say with your boyfriend in the room.
Well, or out of the room. Thank you very much. I do it with Joey in the room.
God damn it. Is today the last or the first last day of the week?
It is the first last day of the
year. No, it is not.
Well, yes, it is, because it is. We are now 1 week into the new year. Because the new year started on a Thursday.
Thursday will be the second Thursday.
Semantics, however, imply, because it's been 7 days, 7 days is, isn't that Sunday to Sunday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, no, it's Sunday to Monday.
Okay, Sunday to Monday, yeah. Or Sunday
no,
to Saturday,
no, no.
Whichever.
Sunday to Saturday.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, wait.
It'd be to the day before. Would be 1 full week.
Here's
and
a
then
dick.
You're going into the second week.
I'll look on my calendar.
Exactly. If you look in the group chat, I even had
Wednesday the 7th, Thursday the 1st.
Right. So today would be the last day of the first week.
Right.
I have 3 different icons saying New Year's Day, New Year's Day, New Year's Day. Like for the 1st.
Yeah,
and subsequently the 31st.
Just in case you forget that New Year's Day is New Year's Day.
It's because I have like 3 different services telling me 3 different things. Like,
yeah,
Google's
I have
telling
like
me, Google's telling me, and Facebook is telling me.
No one told me Happy New Year. Just kidding.
New Year?
I texted. Well, I texted the group chat.
I had an adventure.
You did?
It'll be an off the
podcast. Off podcast adventure, all right.
But it was an adventure that I didn't
does
know was happening.
Hookers and drugs?
I didn't know was happening.
No.
In fact, I didn't
know
what happened
the podcast,
until after.
No.
He woke up on his car.
It's got hookers and drugs.
No, I woke up in my bed. It was a good night. I made it home safely. It was good.
You wake up, you're missing your foot.
I did make it home alone. I am not missing my foot.
Did you break your foot?
I did not.
I said home alone.
Are you sure?
Yes, I was home alone.
Okay.
We're trying to get
Austin just made the home alone face.
Yes. 2 people did try to rob me. They were idiots though, and I managed to trick them with marbles and a swinging can of paint.
Oh. I see.
Speaking of which, that house is for sale.
I know.
I heard. Did you know that Tony Stark's house sold for only $14 million?
I believe we discussed this last podcast.
Oh, did we?
We did.
No, we discussed it on the group chat because I mentioned the Home Alone house and how we should buy it.
It was previously established about the Tony Stark house before you said the Home Alone house.
Was it?
But the Home Alone house isn't that nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just like a landmark. So but the Tony Stark house is like really nice.
Yeah, I'd rather have a really nice house than a Home Alone house.
I'd rather pay more to not have that, I can't even pronounce his name.
Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
Hey, bless you. He's got a new band that sings about pizza.
He's also got a really old mustache.
What are we talking about?
Macaulay Culkin.
Who's that?
The little kid.
Oh, the kid. Okay.
Yeah. He's a fucking weirdo now.
He's got like a pedophile mustache, really, really thin, says us with beards. We all have beards.
Yeah.
We do. Nice. This is the first time. This is exciting.
Even Nikki has a beard. You just can't see it.
We don't talk about that.
we don't talk about Nikki's beard.
How rude.
It's made
Would you
planes.
Like us to talk about your beard?
You should have got a dwarven feet, not hobbit feet.
Sorry, my options were limited.
My options were limited.
Oh, they weren't in the market for that.
So,
did I miss anything? Because I've been in Tampa this whole fucking time.
You
all have been
metal
traveling the world. What?
You missed metal burgers.
Oh, I thought you said metal hookers.
I had White Castle.
White Castle is a gift to humanity.
It's the same thing as crystals.
No, it's not.
Like
they're owned by the same goddamn company.
No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
I was not.
White Castle's better.
I was not a fan.
Well,
you're a dick.
I mean, maybe it was just the one White Castle I went to, but
I don't like the smell. I remember. I think I picked you up.
You picked
some
me up
crystal
burgers because you
and I was puking on the way home. I was like, oh.
Were you ever in Express when me and the boys were having a crystal burger eating contest? Me and the boys.
Oh my gosh, no, but I would not want to be around
Ben,
there.
Can you start a band? Ben and
ben
the boys?
And the boys.
No, just me and the boys.
Me and the boys. Yes, I can.
But I think I got diarrhea just from breathing the same air.
Oh my god.
As crystal burgers.
I was about to say, the people in Express, yeah, probably.
When I'm upset, I put myself in a cholesterol coma and eat a shitload of Crystal Burgers.
Do we have a Crystal Burger here?
Yeah.
Where? Over near
down by USF.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time by USF. I should go to Crystal Burgers more often.
I was near the
Fletcher area. It's not White what? Castle.
It's relatively close to where we used to work.
Yep.
I don't know where that
it's
is.
It's like directly across the street almost.
Near that adult superstore.
Oh, well, in that case.
Toyota.
Well, then.
The Toyota dealership. I won't tell you which one. Because there's more.
The one on Fletcher, apparently.
God damn it.
Next to the adult superstore. Damn it.
That's fucked up thing is it's all true.
the person who got me that job was my girlfriend's mother, okay? At the time.
Not my
didn't
mother.
She quit?
Yeah, she ended up quitting. She actually works at USF.
Okay.
She's a very nice lady.
Turns out my aunt works at USF.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. As what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I work at USF.
She's not a professor. She's like somebody in the office. Mm. She's a, you know, insignificant.
Yeah, so is this lady.
People.
She was in
I'd
the
like
office.
They would tell me stuff.
She's one of those retention people, you know. You come in crying. I'm not going to do college anymore. Because
you know what?
I
think that actually might be what my aunt is.
Okay.
And then she makes you do it.
And well, she like explains to you, well, here's your options kind of thing. Anyway, she's a very conservative lady. She'll never say anything bad. It's like, that beard is very peculiar on you. You know, something like that.
Right. Now, wait. What's her name? Her first name?
Oh, Judith.
Okay, never mind. I was wondering if it was like, what if that's my aunt? But no, that's not
What if you guys are related?
Her
that
last
would explain
name.
So much.
She's only my aunt by
the
marriage.
The first three letters of her last name are the same as my last name.
Van?
I actually don't know her last name.
Yes. Go give it away.
I actually don't know her.
I'm sure the world knows our names by now.
If, that's the problem. Like we try to be discreet about stuff. Let's be honest. If they wanted to, they could figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't actually.
I masturbate furiously 5 times a day. Damn it.
How are they able to figure that out?
That's why we aren't allowed to have show and tell anymore, Ben.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Creepy.
Wait, is it show and tell or tell and show? Because if you show then tell, then it's a little weird. What are you doing? Oh, okay, that's understandable.
I masturbate furiously 5 times a day. That's great! Keep it in your pants!
No, but what I was getting at is, shit, what was I... Oh, yeah. She, my girlfriend at the time's mother told me where... Ben's or Joey's playing with his magnets.
Austin and Nikki got me those like neodymium rare earth magnets, and I'm playing with them and being annoying.
And Ben almost threw them.
And Ben almost threw them completely justifiably.
I wouldn't throw them. Those things are expensive and fucking
it
easy to
expensive.
Break.
They're hard to find on Prime though.
Yeah,
I think I was like the only Prime eligible ones.
That's okay. They were
Can we talk about shitty things Ben's gonna buy on the internet?
Yay!
Once I finish my story,
man, I almost had a Kickstarter.
Yeah,
marathon.
Once
Austin. Yeah, Austin, finish your story
shit.
First.
Shit. Pressure's on. Okay, what was I saying?
Fuck. Something about your
aunts.
Your girlfriend's mom.
Oh yeah. So my very conservative ex-girlfriend's mother was telling me where my new job would be, and she goes, "Oh yeah, it's over by the adult superstore. You know where it is?" And I'm like, "No,
I don't have."
Do
a...
you?
I'm only 18.
Oh man, I was only 7. Wait. Yeah, I was only 17 at the time.
Really? You worked there that long?
Possibly.
I'm sorry.
I don't remember. No, I was over 18, so I was 19. I turned 20. Because I graduated. I was 18 when I graduated.
I was about to say, you started there not too long before I did.
God Austin's damn it. Trying to break
the distracted
some
podcast
thing.
Over here.
Listen, we've been out of commission for a while.
I was trying not to the thing, too.
Ben, would you like something to fidget with?
I have my phone. I'll fidget my fucking phone.
You got your dick.
I'll masturbate during the podcast.
Hey, you gotta. It's hard to fit 5 times a day in. I mean, you gotta do it when you can.
You gotta do it at least once per meal.
At least.
While you're eating a burger. Well, I'm out of mayonnaise.
What?
Oh, that's gross.
Ew.
I could never eat my own product. That's disgusting.
Okay. You know.
It's kind of gross that you called it a product.
Well,
no, that
technically it's correct.
That's a good way to put it.
It's still gross.
I produce something.
At least he
doesn't
keep it
as a product.
In a jar.
Ferment it.
With my
you also produce crap.
Did you see that story on Reddit?
Yeah.
About the guy who saved his jizz in a jar and he had like 3 jars full of jizz.
And he made it into alcohol?
I don't know. I don't know if he made it into alcohol.
You can ferment that stuff.
You can. Oh,
some guy made it into a fine wine in his dorm.
yeah, under his doorbed. Wine.
Yeah. Can you imagine serving
that to girls? He shared it with his friends. They had no idea.
I don't even want to know what that smells like after months and months of fermentation.
I don't. We should talk about something else.
It's got a sweet smell to it, actually.
Oh, man.
Shitty things Ben's gonna buy.
I saw snow. Oh yeah, let's go to your story.
I found a watch for $6, and I think I'm gonna buy it.
Okay.
It looks like a speedometer and an RPM gauge.
Oh, I've seen that watch.
So I was like, you know what?
Watch to have.
It's a very me watch, yes. And I was like, I should buy this. So I put in all my credit card information. It's like, your bank says you're an idiot. Don't do it. Like, yeah, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Don't do it anyways.
Yeah, so I used a different card.
Oh, there you go. I saw snow.
How was that?
Have you ever seen snow?
Not until this yesterday.
You took a picture of laying in it.
I did. Stoned out of my mind. I don't know why, but...
No, you just look like a hipster. Like, you had the hipster beard, and you're like... Yes.
The stone face, yeah.
It seemed very very self-incriminating when you said, yeah, I'm not stoned.
I know. I swear to God, I wasn't.
Stoned. No one would think that of you, Joey.
Did you see the picture, though?
Yes.
Yes. I want stones.
We liked the picture.
I thought it was just the flash.
Speaking of,
like that
have
guy?
You seen this? Did you guys see the new trailer for Ant-Man?
I just saw it like an hour ago.
Oh my god.
I didn't see it, but I kept getting notifications.
I didn't think there was anything particularly exciting about it. I mean, I'm going to watch it, but...
I'm still excited.
I mean, I'm excited, but the trailer wasn't like exceptionally great or anything. Yeah.
So I think I have to turn my notifications on my phone off while I'm at work. Because I keep my phone in my chest pocket.
And your boob keeps
every
vibrating.
5 fucking seconds with you guys, it's like...
That's why I'm not allowed to leave my phone on the table at work, because everyone at work's like, what the fuck is going on with your phone?
Well, you see,
group chat.
They're talking about the difference in dick sizes.
Yeah. No, they're talking about whether or not a Wednesday is the end of the fucking week.
It's the end of the first week.
It's hump day.
It's hump day. Hump day happens to be the end of the first week.
No, it doesn't. Sunday is the end of the first week.
Whoa. Sunday? Yes. How is Sunday the end of a week?
Because it's Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday, Saturday,
Sunday.
We're not Spanish. Oh, gosh. Doesn't start on Monday.
All right, hump day is Valentine's Day. Let's just agree on that and just go from there.
Yes. Or, in my case,
nerds.
Single awareness.
Why is that nerds?
Because over here, like, Wednesday is the last day of...
The first day. It is the seventh day of the year.
And while we're talking about Valentine's Day, girls, save a horse, ride a Ben.
Why are you looking at Nikki?
I was actually looking at you.
Okay. That's more understandable.
Ride a Ben.
We should just start a dating service of, would you date Ben and Joey?
No, don't do that. Because I'm not actually interested in dating anyone.
It's kind of like Tinder, where you swipe left or right, but there's only 2 options. And it's me and you.
Better Jerry. Better Jerry.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. 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 No.
There is no no. There's just Better Jerry.
Well, no. No, there can't be just Ben and Joey, because everybody would pick Ben. That's not fair.
Not everyone.
Most of the people.
So
some people are tall.
Left is one of you. The right's the other. You.
No. 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 It's gonna be just like Tinder, but every picture
is gonna be
just various pictures of me and Ben. And then every once in a while, there's pictures of us together.
And as they slowly scroll through, y'all are starting to make out. What? Oh, what? I never showed you that fan
without
picture.
That last part. Can we actually make that a thing? We take a bunch of pictures of us?
That's what we should do.
We're like bikinis.
We'll make a promotional app. And
I like the idea of that.
I do too. I think that's
I like
hilarious.
The potential media coverage of that. Yeah. two losers make dating app that only consists of the two of them.
Oh man, that would blow up in the at my new job.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because I was like, oh yeah, Bob, I do a podcast.
You got a lot of hot chicks that work there.
I'm not gonna say just in case anyone listens because they were interested in listening. So.
All right, we'll save it for after the podcast. Wow! All right.
Can we end the podcast?
We're back, everybody. We just went to Mars and
commercial break.
Speaking of Mars, can we get food after the podcast?
Yeah,
if we have time.
Yeah, we're gonna. Go
oh,
food.
Are we going to the typical place, Applebee's?
We might as well,
because I got a gift fart.
A gift fart.
A gift fart.
To Applebee's.
A gift fart.
Well, I'm going to fart and say that was for you.
Well, thank you, sir.
I got a gift card to Applebee's for Xmas. And I also got chicken fillet.
Can we call it Crossmas? Because like rally racing or rally cross is just rally X for some things for racing.
Well, Xmas actually comes from
Crossmas,
the Greek letter X, which is Christ.
Now, the X also stands for hardcore.
Hardcore
miss.
Yeah. In fact, can we get XXXmas?
Your mom's a hardcore miss.
No, because then you're gonna get naked.
Nikki's
pictures.
Mom's a hardcore miss.
I was looking at you, Ben. Oh.
Stop bringing my mother into this.
I was my mom is a hardcore miss, like M-I-S-S, like ben, missed Nikki's the mark.
Yeah, nobody heard my joke.
No, I didn't. What was it?
I said Ben, Nikki's new stepdad.
Oh my god.
Wasn't that a thing?
That was a thing. It was on the stream.
Oh my god. That was fucking hilarious. I died laughing.
Say what Jillian was asking about it.
That was...
She's like, Mom, am I going to have to call Ben my new stepdad? Do I have to call him Dad?
Yes.
Just like, oh my god.
Nikki talked to her mom about the worst things.
Stretched out asshole. Yes.
Yeah, she was saying, that was the weirdest. I'm sitting here reading this, laughing my ass off, and everyone's like, "What are you laughing at?" I can't.
I think
tell
I was
you.
At work when I was reading that, and I just started screaming, "No, I'm like, no, no!"
Well, I was just like, "Mom, have I ever shown you what a dick butt is?" And she's like, "If you're gonna show me a picture of a stretched out asshole, I'm gonna kill you."
See, I didn't get that until after. And I was like, oh, a dick butt after post. Okay. Dick,
I know. But, me and my sister are in the car. We're like ready to pee our pants laughing.
I thought she was referring to goats.
No. I'm talking goatsy. About peek-a-boo. A dick butt.
Like, I thought that was goatsy.
Same
I pronounce it goats.
Okay.
Goatsy.
I always said goatsy. But I've never actually heard it said
before. But
that's
because our friends are retarded and don't know how to pronounce things. And we
that's
got
very
it from
likely.
Them.
It's very likely.
It came from Nick.
Yeah.
So shout out to Nick, who was on podcast fucking like 4,
who may or may not have been here if we invited him.
Who was supposed
him.
To be here for this that we kind of.
But that's totally our fault. We can't blame Nick for
no,
that.
No, I told Nick on New Year's.
Oh, you're right. I did too before New Year's. When we were up,
we told him. We just we didn't him. Tell him it was this Wednesday.
Yeah. Who goes to Applebee's?
Fucking
what?
Nikki. I wonder if the mic picked that up.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
My butt wanted to.
That's a sassy little bump.
Oh, man.
Are we doing the stream on Saturdays now?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, that's a thing. Yes.
I feel good about that.
Yeah, I feel good about it too. I mean, because really the only reason we did Sunday is because we all happened to be together on a Sunday one day and started streaming. We're like, well, let's do this every Sunday.
Oh yeah, the food.
We did
the food
we just like had a cookout thing and we're like, well, let's stream. And then
we're like, let's do this next week. And then
let's
it just
do more cookouts. Happened. Sounds good.
Yeah, but
actually, I have a bottle of spiced wine at home.
Okay.
And we should try it.
Sounds like
delicious.
A
plan. Oh, I missed that. What?
Spiced wine.
Okay, I was in Benland. I'm sorry.
Benland
is the one I zone out.
I just checked my notes and I just remembered what I was going to talk to y'all about. If you are ever staying at a hotel, try to find a Best Western Plus. I stayed at a Best Western Plus for $50 and that place had a fucking couch with a fridge and a microwave and all that shit. And like a nice king size bed and a TV with all premium channels and shit.
Well, that's
$50.
Exciting because me and Joey are going to Texas, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, yeah. And y'all are going to Crowley.
Yeah.
Right there. There's
a
Best Western Plus like 10 minutes away from our local friend.
Do you not have a room?
I'm sure I do.
You just don't necessarily want to stay in that room?
I don't want to be with anyone. Yeah. Well, I'd room with you, but I hate everyone else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we can plan that out.
Crowley doesn't have a liquor license.
Fuck!
You have to drive all the way to Fort Worth.
Fuck that, I'm bringing my own.
Hey, cat! Cat!
Meow!
Cat!
Meow.
Hey there, cat.
Meow.
Cat's I'm excited, meow. I get to meet cat.
Oh, speaking of the hotel and all that experience, I ordered Domino's because like the card had Domino's on it, and I was like, oh, I'll just order room service. They deliver right to the door. That's pretty cool. So, as I did that, the next day, I also got like that pizza pasta thing.
Yeah.
Because that exists in Texas as well.
Did you
I
get
think that exists everywhere
Rooster
in the country.
Rooster Teeth pasta pizza.
I did not. That's Pizza Hut.
Oh, you're
Pizza Hut has a Rooster Teeth pizza?
They do. Yeah, they have
We're
like
getting
a whole,
it.
They all, It has like a whole bunch of like, isn't it like the hidden pepperonis or the hidden bacon?
I don't know.
The I haven't actually looked up the secret recipe bacon. That's what it is.
Secret bacon.
They hid bacon underneath sausage slices.
Oh.
So, no, it's pretty funny.
Is that only available in Texas, or can you get that from anywhere?
What, I think the
Rooster Teeth pizza.
I believe anywhere.
Yeah.
If it's not anywhere, then it's just Austin.
Gotcha.
But
just Austin.
Just yes. Austin. Just
only
Austin.
I can get it. Oh my god! They're yes. calling me Texas, and Tex at
call
work.
You Tex.
I was doing a video chat with some guy high up. He's at CS right now, so we were video chatting him, mm-hmm. and we were all
what's
introducing.
Up,
this girl's like, "Oh yeah, I'm Michelle, and I'm Casey." You know, and I'm like, "My name's Austin." He goes, "Austin, Texas?" I was like, "Fuck!" And then like later on, he's like, "That's a good question, Texas." I'm like, "Fuck!" And now everybody's calling me Tex and shit. So
hey, at least you sound like Tex from Red vs. Blue.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Okay, now you turned
so
into
now
a girl,
a crazy bitch. Clone chick. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, you turned into a girl.
You're a girl.
I am.
Wait a minute. But we can't have you on here anymore.
But going back to that Domino's. Those are real?
We thought they were socks.
Going back to the Domino's pizza thing. So for those who don't know, the Domino's pasta.
Stop!
Ben's chewing on the mic stand.
He's being a sloth.
Going. Yeah, hanging off the mic.
The pillow's transforming me.
So.
If we were videoing, I would have reached out for the mic stand, grabbed my arm, and fell onto the floor.
that'd be funny audio to record. But that Domino's pasta is in the tinfoil bowl. Oh,
yeah.
So you can't microwave that. And they don't have bowls there. So what I did was I tried to devise a thing to heat it, which was I took one of the coffee cups, flipped it upside down, and took a hairdryer and mounted it underneath it. And I just put it on high, and it heated up pretty well.
Wow. Hey.
It actually worked pretty well.
That's some fucking Austin engineering shit right there.
I have a picture if you want to post it.
Nerd!
In fact, I want to post it on the
That's not nerd. That's
Facebook
ghetto.
Too.
Okay.
That is ghetto really science ghetto. Right there.
Yeah, just message it to me wherever you feel like
that. That goes right along up there with making bacon grilled cheeses on the ironing board and ramen noodles in the coffee pot.
Okay, how the fuck do you make grilled cheese sandwiches on an ironing board?
You take the ironing cloth off, you lay down a piece of parchment paper, you put the bread and the butter on, and then you take the iron, you heat it up, and you make a grilled cheese.
That's...
You burned it.
It's weird, though.
But it fucking works. That's weird. What we lived off of. At the competition that I did in Orlando, my team stayed, well, half of the boys stayed in one room.
The boys.
Half the guys on the team stayed in one room, and we were like, well, fuck, how are we going to feed all of us? So one day we did pizza, and then the next day we ripped up the pizza boxes and made grilled cheese on the ironing board.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
And ramen noodles in the coffee pot.
Well, I knew you guys made ramen noodles in the coffee pot, because I did that at our last
pot.
like it might be food. But I'm afraid that it was like old food, so I'm like, it smells good, maybe. So I was very wary of smelling it.
Does Applebee's have guacamole? I really want guacamole right now.
Yeah, I think they do.
I think they do.
No, they have spin dip. That'll work.
That's what I
said. Think they do, and I was like, oh, you wanted me?
You want this,
master? My battery is at 25% right now because my company is really cool and stuff, but they wanted me to use the GPS app for just to gather data, so I have something for reference.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that shit uses so much battery. I learned all about GPS and like the send and receive intervals and the threshold and stuff.
Right.
It just fucking drains my battery.
Speaking of Thresh, League of Legends. No, I'm kidding.
How important is it that it's accurate?
Speaking
because Google's
Thresh,
constantly tracking your location.
The Hunger Games.
I feel this would be a better off podcast discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
But hey, if you don't mind me bringing up League of Legends real quick, I just found out that my favorite team, CLG, Counter Logic Gaming, got a $10,000 fine for getting their new head coach because they got their new head coach from another team.
Oh shit.
He was he went from being like their main player.
Fines?
Yeah. Well, it's professional gaming.
Square.
And he went from Team Dignitas as their one of their main players. And then he last year decided, I'm going to be an alternate. I don't want to, have to practice as much. I don't want to be one of the main players. And then at the end of the season, right after Worlds, Counterlogic Gaming picked him up as their head coach.
Huh.
And that's considered poaching because he was from another team. And I don't think his contract had fully expired, or they were in talks before his contract expired.
Or they were on a non-compete, which even if right. he's, yeah.
It huh. still has like the after effects and whatnot. So Counterlogic Gaming got a $10,000 fine.
Wow. That's pretty legit. That's pretty up there being a real thing.
Well, I mean,
handing out $10,000 fines, you're legit.
I think the championship series, the spring, fall, and winter championship series and summer, has a $100,000 prize pool, and Worlds is $1 million.
So yeah, $10,000 and $1 million winning. Okay. I mean, because you don't get that with like.
Well, they also Super Bowl have a bunch of stuff. Sponsors too.
You know, when you win the Super Bowl, you don't get money.
But they're also sponsored by like Razer and Cellucor, right? Who makes C4?
Yeah, I know.
what?
In fact,
like the
Chris's
pre workout. It's called C4.
Chris's sister's fiance.
Actual bombing stuff.
I'm pretty sure wore a Cellucor shirt every day.
He what?
Wore a Cellucor shirt every day.
Wow.
Probably exaggerating slightly there, but
wore a cellulite shirt.
Yes, a cellulite shirt.
But
he was kind of a muscle head.
But yeah. Well, I mean, they make a lot of money, and I think Double Lift probably makes a lot of money. He's one of the players on Counterlogic Gaming. He brings in a lot of money from Twitch because he always has like 20,000 viewers every time he goes on. And he goes 20,000
viewers.
Yeah, I know. He was on like three times
a week. We're way funnier than he is.
And all he does is play fucking commercials unless he's actually playing a game.
Yeah, no. Fuck commercials.
Right in the pussy.
It's like, this directly supports right in the pussy. CLG Double Lift. And I'm like, fuck this.
So... there was a funny experience when I was playing Far Cry 4. It's one of the side missions, and it's implied that's going to happen because it happened in Far Cry 3. Is it okay if I say it?
Go for it.
With you here. It has to do with a legendary animal, and you know that you can hunt legendary animals and stuff.
Oh, you showed me this.
Okay.
Did I?
Yeah.
Honey Badger?
Yeah.
Honey Badger don't care.
Honey Badger. Oh, it must have been during the stream.
It was right before the stream.
The video wouldn't work. I was so pissed. I guess I'll say it for the podcast, too. Anyways, there, you can hunt legendary animals for those who don't play Far Cry to get like the top gear, so you can skin them and, you know, get their hide and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, so for those who have played Far Cry, honey badgers are like the equivalent to the Komodo dragons in Far Cry 3. They're very, very tough. You don't fuck with them. Okay.
Right, because honey badgers
don't care. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger doesn't give a shit.
When you go up to the mission to start it, you like have to hold X to start the mission stuff, like typical game. Uh-huh. And it goes, "Are you sure?" And I was really thrown off because that was the first "Are you sure?" accept screen. And so I was like, "Yes." And then it says, "Are you mad?" And it says, "Continue." Yes. And then like there were like four accept screens for the honey badger mission, and because the honey badger is fucking crazy. And as you're approaching its lair, you need to kill it with a light machine gun. So you have to pick up light machine gun. And as you're approaching it, you see like a dead tiger, and then a dead rhino, and then a dead elephant, and bones.
And then it ends up being a honey badger.
And then, yeah, it's a little honey badger. And then you have to like shoot it with a light machine gun. That thing wouldn't fucking die.
That's awesome.
I didn't record it in time. Like, I recorded it right after I accepted the final accept message, and then right before I killed it, like I tried to show Ben, I'm like, look how hard this thing was to kill. I killed him like two shots with the video.
Yeah,
I was pissed.
I was like, he didn't seem that hard.
Yeah, you know, because Chris has an Xbox One, so I got to like really use the voice controls. I wish I had cable, because that is the nicest fucking thing.
Yeah,
being able to use the cable thing with the voice controls
never did
works
it.
So well, but I don't have cable, and I don't want cable. But if I did have cable, that'd be fucking awesome.
I currently have cable, but I'm not going to pay for a freaking box, especially an HD box to plug in through the HDMI.
Right.
But it has to go in through HDMI.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of a downside if you think about it. I feel that you'd be able to do more if you had coax. That's a lot more freedom.
Yeah.
But yeah. Let's see. Oh, when I went to Texas, they're a little bit more further ahead in time when it comes to
internet speed.
Yeah. Internet Austin, speed. Texas. Yeah. With Google Fiber. But no, like just how their society develops with slang and stuff. Like, you know, Houston is a good place to find new rappers kind of thing. Not that I give a crap about that, but
you know, I have family members who do. Okay. Anyways, so there is a particular family member of mine who is in a fraternity, and you know, he just started in a fraternity and stuff. And he uses certain slang that I've never heard before, and it's so stupid. I have no problem calling him out. If he's listening, I doubt he has a problem with it. But we were talking about something. He goes, "Oh yeah, man, that's so clutch."
Clutch is old school, though.
Ben said clutch before, and I've given him shit for it.
Yeah, but like he said it like so unannounced.
Just genuine.
Yeah, like he's like, "Yeah, man, that's so clutch," and he said it again. I'm like, "Oh man, shut
stop
the fuck
saying
out.
It. Shut the fuck up."
Was it Ratchet?
Nikki. There's no video cameras here, okay? I can punch you and no one would know.
Right. Yeah, we would just say he punched Ben. And then we'd punch Ben
and,
just to be
Nikki just and fell down the stairs, God right?
The two steps down here.
Well, Joey has stairs.
I do.
Yeah, I do.
Stupid.
Just for clarification, I do not beat my girlfriend. We have a very happy relationship. Isn't that right, Nikki?
Sounds like something a violent man would say.
Stop crying! I'm
sorry!
Well, hold on. Let's just make something very clear here. If anybody was the abusive one in the relationship, it would be Nikki.
It would be Nikki. Yeah.
Nikki would beat the shit out of Austin.
Or she'd try to.
No, she would.
I'm just saying, if I had to put bets.
I'm the head of all Viking rituals in this group, so beating the crap out of you is also one of them.
Did y'all hear about, well, I'm sure y'all heard about the Xbox One PS4 outages.
Yes, I did.
Allegedly done by that stupid hacker group, Lizard Squad.
Lizard Squad?
Lizard Squad!
Yeah. They're the ones who dropped the WoW servers. Or at least claim they did.
Of all the things you can name a badass hacking group.
They're not badass, they're douche lords.
Even if you were a ginormous douche lord. Lizard Squad?
Yeah, I don't
Lizard
even like
Squad.
I don't follow that.
I want to piss on them just for their name.
Just
I will R. Kelly all over them.
What the fuck does R. Kelly have to do with pissing on shit?
R. Kelly
peed on a girl.
Peed on a girl.
I never heard that.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, if you watch one of the scary movies, if you watch one of those scary movie series, there that one girl was like, "No, R. Kelly, don't pee on me," like when she's sleeping.
Oh.
R. Kelly, don't.
But anyways, a kid called his local police, and he was complaining about the PS4 outages. What? I have a screenshot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you told me about it. Yeah, the kid was...
Hey, I have a screenshot for that we can post. But it's like, 911, what's your emergency? Do you know what's going on with the PlayStation and the Xbox network being down? No. It's been down since Christmas. I heard they arrested two people so far. Last time I checked, that wasn't an emergency. Try going outside to read a book.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, hacking into the FBI website. Ooh, that's scary. Hacking into game servers, it's like, what the fuck? You're a douchebag.
You're just ruining Christmas. That's what you're doing.
You ruined Christmas and you're an asshole.
Here's my issue with Anonymous.
If anyone wants to know what the fucking clicking noise is during the podcast, it's not me this time.
Sorry.
It's not Ben playing Zoids.
It's me slowly snapping Nikki's neck.
Yes, that's right.
But my issue with Anonymous is that...
At least they have a cool name.
Well, that... But who's to say that someone is a representative of Anonymous? I could go on Twitter, make a fake Anonymous account, an Anonymous account, and...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the redundancy account, and say... we hacked Frosted Gaming because they're really cool and stuff, so we wanted to make sure we put them in their place. And everybody would look at Frosted Gaming because Anonymous attacked them. But really, it was just some kid, you know?
Can we do that? Can we get publicity?
Yeah.
I think they did that with the Fuck Right and the Pussy thing. I think that was fake media. Like, there's people claiming that now.
Hmm.
Like,
well, the original guy who said it.
Yeah.
That was fake. That wasn't real.
Are you absolutely sure?
The old guy or
no, the young guy.
The newscaster.
Hell, yeah. I don't care if she's 20. I'll fuck her.
I'll fuck her right in her pussy. Yeah, that was
she's
not.
Like, yeah.
That was not real.
I thought that was real. No. And then after that, they got a few like...
Fred, however, he's real.
Yeah, I was going to say like...
But then they got a few people to like fake act that to where like, you know, like, hey, dude, I'll give you like $50 if you go and yell into the mic right now, fuck her right in the pussy. And then we'll take that media footage and put it on YouTube, and you know, we'll make this a thing.
Yeah, and then it broadcasts to the station, and then
Now Fred just does it because he can. Every time they put a microphone in his face, he's like, "Yep, fuck her right in the pussy."
Probably based off that fake one.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
But there's some people that are thinking that he talked with the guy before he did the fake, before he did the real one.
Oh,
like they think this whole thing was planned out
by Fred.
Fred Burger.
Oh, that is, was that you that said that?
There's a Fred Burger?
No.
Yes! Have you ever seen The Groom Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
Yes, not I've never forever. Seen
it. Fred Burger was one of the characters.
It was the one where they had that lawsuit thing going on.
Yeah.
And he woke up, he's like, yes.
Fred Burger.
But anyways, when I juxtaposed my face on you,
yes,
Chris,
that's so great. I love that picture.
Oh my God.
You can find it on our Facebook, facebook.com/FrostedGaming.
I did say
that. No, I think Facebook's just /FrostedGaming.
Nikki said that my face juxtaposed like that, just my face cut out, looks like Fred. With the mustache and stuff.
I don't remember who.
I looked at him like, oh my God.
I'll have to juxtapose my face on his.
Fred's nephew.
But we were talking about making one that instead of me, Chris, and Emily, it's. You three.
Well, okay.
Oh my God.
This is in no way whatsoever insulting to Emily. This is insulting to the famous person. When my face is on Emily's head...
It looks just like you?
No. What?
We established that she made the best Austin clone.
But I don't have a forehead.
Oh.
I'm not saying she has a huge forehead. I'm saying I don't have a forehead. That's like an inch of space right there. And I have a widow's peak. You know, where her hair was pulled back and you can see a forehead.
Okay. You know?
But,
okay. But
you don't have a forehead. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. So
his hair. And eyebrows.
Thanks, Nikki. No, but it looks just like David Spade. I'll have to show you the picture.
Okay.
2 years of dating him and you didn't realize this yet?
Yeah. I feel like I did before, and then he just pointed it out. It's like, oh my God, look at your itty bitty forehead.
You have an itty bitty forehead.
No,
you don't.
I don't.
Got like a 7 head.
Shut the fuck up.
So for those who obviously don't know what we're talking about with the picture thing,
check us out.
Joey went to Ohio to see Chris, and Chris and Joey had the same profile picture afterwards. And I was talking to them on Facebook, and I said, I feel like I should be in that profile picture. I feel like I should have a matching profile picture. So randomly, I just went on my Autodesk drawing app and juxtapose my face on all three of their heads.
It was pretty great.
And it was done so shittily.
Oh, like, yeah. That's like, what made it so good.
Yeah, like, I lined up Emily's pretty well. And yeah, Emily's I did Chris's, well. And Chris was all right. In fact, my brother said Chris looked like me.
I thought the same thing. Like, it looked just like him.
And then you were at a weird angle. But yeah. I tried to line up my sunglasses with your glasses, and I was like, fuck, and it looks weird. It looks like you're wearing, like, a fake mask.
Mine did look the worst. But that's okay.
But hold on, let me
I was
going to
say something mean, but I'm going to be nice.
That's good. That's good.
It's David Spade.
And who's David Spade?
The short blonde guy, Showbiz Show with David Spade.
Yes. Oh my God.
Let me pull up a picture of David Spade just to compare.
That's fucking that's gold.
That's phenomenal.
Oh man.
Now Joey and Chris can say they hung out with David Spade because he's short too.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh yeah,
he's
Joe Dirt.
Let me see.
Oh, he is Joe Dirt. I keep forgetting that. Because Joe Dirt seems taller. you're pretty short for a Joe Dirt. That was supposed to be a Star Wars reference, but it didn't turn out well.
No, it didn't. I caught it, but
yeah.
No.
Food.
Podcast over.
We only have 45 minutes, and the last two podcasts have only been half an hour. I feel like we shouldn't keep shortening our podcasts.
No.
Our next podcast.
45 minutes.
Like, our podcasts are eventually going to be...
Don't.
Yeah, we do. The last, like, five before they left were 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
No, we had one. We had that one that was, like, really long one time. Like, 2 hours.
You guys should have more shit to talk about. I've been living a boring Florida life, and y'all
okay,
have been
okay, I can read my boring notes.
I went to Ohio. What the fuck happens in Ohio?
Everything happens in Ohio.
Nothing happens in Ohio.
You know where Machine Gun Kelly's from? He's from Ohio.
Who the fuck cares about Machine Gun Kelly?
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, name two of his songs.
Invincible.
And?
And there's more.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's like probably my age. He's 24, 25, yeah.
That's weird.
Why?
That's really weird. So, okay, I know somebody who's close to my family, and I'll just reference her with her nickname. She has a weird laugh. It's like, like that.
SpongeBob?
More, not so varying, or varying. And, oh, nice. Joey's making little forms with his things.
Weird shapes and magnets because I'm annoying.
They are very fun. Try to make a solid cube out of it. It's 64 pieces. Yeah, so, I have. Math.
I was trying to make like a more diamondy one where I like took off the corners, but that the magnets like start to misbehave.
Yeah. Shit. So what was I saying? Oh yeah. So throughout high school or whatever, she was referred to as Machine Gun Louie because of her laugh. But she's like 50 years old.
Oh, now she's 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was around much before Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
She's twice as old as he is.
Yeah. Just like somebody else I know who's twice as old as somebody else.
Jesus Christ, fuck you. Has nothing to do with me personally.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, man.
Just with your family line.
Ah, fuck them.
Right in the pussy.
No.
Man. Well, poor Ben.
Speaking of age differences, I noticed that...
We're talking about age differences?
We're talking about AIDS differences. That's what we're talking about.
But like, you know...
When the fuck did we get AIDS?
Whoa!
When the fuck did we get AIDS, Cream?
Surprise!
Ben, why didn't you tell us?
Well...
You were waiting for the right moment.
I injected it into our pizza.
He left us a voicemail, and no one checks their voicemail.
You know, it's funny, my boss, who's like a very busy businessman, ever since he got a new iPhone 6, which was like 2-3 months ago now, still has not set up his voicemail box. So whenever I call him and he doesn't answer, he says, sorry, but the person you are calling has a voicemail box that has not yet been set up.
I set mine up Google Voice, so I get all my voicemails through text transcribed. Message.
Yeah. But like, what I don't get is, like, how can you not have your voicemail box set up? Shouldn't that be automatic? It's not like... There's different ways to set it up. You got, like, one way.
Well, did he get a new carrier?
No, same phone number, same carrier, everything.
Did he get a, like, completely different device type?
No, he went from an iPhone 4 to an iPhone 6.
Very strange.
Yeah.
Because I still have my voicemail. My voice is the same voice it that recorded in sixth grade.
I can't remember who, but somebody I just called, and they, yeah, it was their voicemail, and it was like, they were 12 when they recorded.
Hi, this. Have you called Aramis lately?
I've never called Aramis.
I had to call him, and his voicemail is like from when he was fucking 8. Like, he sounds so little in his voicemail.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's the same way. Who else was there? Yeah, maybe it was Chris. It was just like, that voicemail.
That voicemail, though.
You smell like food, Nikki.
I always smell
Nikki,
like food.
I was going to say, Nikki probably always smells like food.
I would hope so.
Ben's so hungry, he can't look away from the timer.
I haven't ate all day, and I've been working since 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
The counter.
48 minutes.
Hold on. Let's see.
I don't sit over there. And I can't see that far away.
Yeah, well, I can't even see it from here, so.
I'm half blind. So
the interview is a thing.
Sure, you're not half blonde.
Who has not seen the interview yet? Show of hands.
I have to tell you a story.
Have you seen the interview, Nikki?
No.
No? Okay, well, I have it.
Y'all are spoil it, to I don't watch care, it. Yeah.
No, I want to see
there's
it.
There's really nothing to spoil. Yeah. Other than the fact, like, I don't know why the fuck North Korea was mad about it. They fucking built North Korea up so goddamn much. It was like, I want to go on vacation to North Korea right now.
Okay, I feel like North Korea did get upset, but they played on that so much.
Yeah, you know, well, like, I also think
they used it to their advantage.
I also feel like there was a big part of the media playing on them getting upset, yeah. And they weren't actually that upset.
Yeah. And they're like, Kim Jong-un is sending in hackers to the U.S. to shut down...
I don't think any of that bullshit happened.
Yeah.
But
I don't think Kim Jong-un knows what fucking hackers are.
Yeah, because, like, I think they're still using, like, Windows ME.
Yeah.
We can hack their systems. Nope.
Watch it. Kim Jong-un is gonna
hack their systems. He's our number one fan.
Oh my god, if that was a fact, I'd cry.
I would be so happy. Like, even if we only had one fan... And it was him. I would be so okay with that.
Well, we could say
we would be broadcasted throughout all of North Korea.
Yes, and they would all be forced to love us.
We don't have buttholes,
and every 5 seconds it would buffer.
No, no, no. They do it over the megaphone, so it would be fine.
Okay.
There would be no buffering.
Dicks, 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 dicks.
Dicks, dicks, and more dicks.
Dicks, 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 dicks. But in real life, Dennis Rodman is buddy-buddy with Kim Jong-un.
Really?
Uh-huh. There's pictures of them hanging out.
Do you think it would be dangerous if we started promoting us as being Kim Jong-un being our number one fan? Kim Jong-un's favorite podcast.
I doubt it.
Can we put that on like our Facebook ad? I don't know.
Should we be concerned about being like newts?
No. America's not dumb enough to... Well, yeah, they are.
No, are we concerned about North Korea? We're
going to get the FBI knocking on our door. Yeah. Like, aiding in North Korean missile strikes? Oh!
I feel like pop culture has allowed us to say that now because of the whole North Korea thing.
Yeah. Being all right, friends. So pop culture, that's our defense line. Pop culture.
Yeah, it's satire. We can go into the comedy line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
we are, aren't we?
Yeah, we are already under comedy, so it fit right in.
Yeah, I think Eminem got sued by Michael Jackson, maybe, about something like that. And he was like, no, I was doing it under comedy. It's fine. I wasn't being serious.
Yeah. Well, okay,
but
you go.
Eminem's okay to get away with pretty much anything. So.
You know, for being like a middle school dropout, he's fucking smart.
Yeah. He's great.
Okay.
I love him.
Well, you know, the founder of Wendy's dropped out of high school, but then after he became wildly successful, he went back to high school. Or, well, he went back to get his GED, so people didn't get the idea that you could drop out and be successful. But he had already dropped out and become successful. Just because he went back doesn't actually prove anything.
He made a perfect
choice. But my ex dropped out, and look where she is.
On drugs. On the corner.
Yeah.
Twice.
I was going to say, look where she is, and y'all would say, I don't know, and I'll be like, exactly. Don't drop out of school, kids.
Don't do drugs.
Stay in school. Tuesday, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Did you just say Tuesday's fine?
No, I said it's fine. Don't worry about it. Drop out.
I thought you said Tuesday's fine. I'm like, what?
Tuesday's fine, too, you know?
I saw a video on Facebook where this guy took a $100 bill. You know where people take money and fold it up and say, oh, this was the Twin Towers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And like, and this one predicted the
Holocaust.
This one predicted the Twin Towers, this one predicted the Pentagon bombing. Well, the guy took the brand new $100 bill, folded it up, and it allegedly shows the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this already.
Where it's like, these are the missile lines, and if you go into Photoshop and change the values of this, it looks like you can see the water slowly coming in. And
it's like, no shit, if you go into Photoshop, you can make anything.
Yeah, like Photoshop, anything. And then you just make a little bit of change here, and it'll change there, and then all of a sudden, look at that, aliens.
Yeah.
Therefore, proof aliens exist.
But he was saying, it was the apocalypse, aliens, and he was quoting the Bible.
Aliens.
He's quoting the Bible and stuff, and like,
oh,
that,
well,
that was going to happen.
Oh, that's the most refutable fact of evidence.
But the thing is,
you know, religious fan fiction.
So he's hinting that the government is in on the apocalypse and is quoting the Bible. Why would the government, like, put Bible stuff on there? It's so fucking stupid. Like, apparently,
people will latch onto anything for YouTube views.
Like the government is putting super secret messages on public notes, and then
yes,
and then not only that, but now it's with the Bible.
Yeah. Not only are they have a hand in the apocalypse, but they are also putting their plans on dollar bills that they give to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid shit.
Eat the aborted fetuses.
Whoa.
That's just like
I'm putting some little subliminal messages in our podcast.
Was that you that told me about Silk Road? No, it wasn't. No. Do y'all know what Silk Road is?
Yeah.
Like trade route in China?
It's no.
Well,
it's,
I mean, yes, but no.
It's it was a black market on Tor browser.
Oh.
For those who don't know what Tor is, it was originally invented by the US Naval Forces so they could access internet information over the waters and also encrypt it.
Yeah, using the Onion protocol.
Yeah, which is like layers, yes. Basically. Onions have layers, like ogres.
Ogres have layers.
can we make an ogre protocol?
The ogre relay. That's what it should be called.
Yeah, man.
Tor, that's what TOR stands for, the Onion Relay. But anyways, so some guy hopped onto that network and created the Silk Road. So he was hosting a black market website on a military-operated server or a service. That's like the mafia using police radios. to say, like, yeah, let's go kill this guy. And the police are like, well, fuck.
All right, well, clearly the answer here.
So, yeah, so not surprisingly, the guy got busted, you know, SWAT, stuff like that. And he was in a coffee shop when this happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to...
How poetic.
Do drug deal shit from your house. That would just be silly.
That just seems like so movie-esque.
Speaking of fucking weird-ass shit that happened, my neighbor's house down the street got shot at.
Oh, cool. That's funny. So did mine.
I thought we were supposed
what?
To talk about
that. Yeah, cool. I mean, it was probably like a month ago now, but yeah, right down there.
Oh my god, no.
So I doubt the same person.
Mine got, my no, neighbor's mine was having an affair. Got shot at New Year's Day. I'm in Chicago, and my neighbor's, my elderly neighbor is just like, oh, well, when you get back, there's a neighborhood news.
Well, yeah.
My neighbor calls my mom. She's like, what my God.
You have, like, the best old lady voice.
Oh, my God.
I found out first about it. I came back from Texas and drove over to Nikki's house to make sure, like, her animals are still alive and stuff.
You know, it's important.
It's a legitimate thing, okay? And I had animals die while I was gone.
Oh.
It's depressing.
And I was supposed to be
God damn it, Joey.
New York. I'm actually trying to put it back in the cup.
All I can hear is
I was supposed to be in North Carolina when my dog died.
I know.
But thankfully, I did it. Austin, you got me the worst gift possible. I love you for it.
No, right. But anyways, so there were shots fired on the side of the house.
Shots fired. But wait, when I came back from Texas, I went over to Nikki's house and her doorbell rang. And her neighbor's like, oh, hey, by the way, can I come inside? And like, she started talking to like a low voice. I'm like, so there were gunshots. I'm like, what? And she said that the neighbors heard them, and the gunshot holes are about the size of a quarter, according to Nikki's mom. I am assuming they're like a 9mm.
Where were they shooting? Why were they shooting?
There's a certain neighbor who is very questionable. We shouldn't probably talk about that.
Very
okay.
Questionable.
We'll talk about it off podcast.
Yeah, we're close to wrapping up anyway.
That's what I was like.
And I have a fantastic joke to make, but I am going to wait.
And I upgraded.
She got
S5. You have an S5. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Your turn, Ben.
Yeah.
I went to work.
Well, fuck you guys. I like my G3.
All right.
Hey, that's good.
Before we end, I want to talk about this really fucking weird dream I have since we're on the topic.
Okay,
of
yeah, well,
weird
I have
things.
A weird dream too, so go ahead.
Okay, and this is like completely fucking random. Like, two nights ago, I had a dream that I was on a boat with our friend Andrew.
Okay.
And we were just cruising around, and off in the distance, well, not too far in the distance, we see like a few funnel clouds starting to come down. He's, what are those? I'm like, oh, those look like funnel clouds. It might be a tornado. And he's like, oh my God, we're going to die. We're going to fucking die. And then all at the same time, all these tornadoes start touching down in the water.
I had to dream all the time.
Which would be like cyclones, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the
I was like, water spouts. He's like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. We're going to die. And I'm like, nah, we're fine. And then the boat gets picked up by a tornado and he starts like holding on to shit and screaming. And I'm like, nah, we're good, man. The boat gets flung out of the tornado. We are nosediving into the water. And I'm just like, we're going to be okay, man. And he's hold on. He's like, we're going to die. And we hit the water. And then as soon as we hit the water, I'm already like, 30 feet deep in the water. And this is like one of those nice speedboats where you're on the inside.
Yeah.
So I was on the inside of this boat. And now I'm all of a sudden 30 feet deeper in the water than the boat. And I watch the boat come down and I see Andrew get out and start swimming towards the surface. And I'm like, all right, I get to swim now. And I'm like, why isn't my body? Oh shit, I'm dead.
That's what you get for being calm in that kind of deadly situation.
I was the one just chill, like, yeah, it's fine. We'll be okay. We'll make it.
And
he's freaking out, thinking we're going to die. He lives, I die.
Yeah, it's kind of related to your dream. When I was driving to Texas, there was like a really, really bad storm going on. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about like the highway roads had like a couple inches of water on it kind of thing.
Holy shit.
And, you know, there were semis out there, so they were kicking up water everywhere and you couldn't see shit, okay?
Did a Sharknado happen?
It turns out that there were three tornadoes that happened around us when this happened, and there were a number of tornadoes, and it killed four people.
Oh, wow.
That's what
shit.
It was.
That's serious.
Yeah.
So, yay. My dream, talking about dead people.
Way to end the podcast fucking morbidly, people? Man.
All right, so my dream, because Chris's dad digs graves also.
Oh.
What?
And he asked me if
he
I
likes
wanted to
them,
come
or...
dig a grave with him. I was like, no,
what?
I'm good.
Does
what am I dreaming?
Dig
the grave digger.
He actually digs graves.
That's That's really
morbid.
Yeah. Hey, somebody's got to dig the grave. And so I had a dream that I went out and I dug graves, and I dug 4 graves, but they were really small graves. I was like, that's weird. I wonder why we dug them so small. And then somebody starts bringing out these pots. And what had happened was it was a funeral for cats.
Oh,
and
these poor cats had died. I thought he was going to say children.
Yeah.
I
know. And they cremated the cats and then they, you know, put them in the soil so they could, you know, grow into new trees or whatever. Except the pots had little cat feet out of the bottom of them.
What the fuck?
So it's like they cut off the feet and just attached it to the bottom of the poles.
So when they turn into zombies, go and start walking.
It was just the feet, though. The rest of them were cremated.
Oh.
And they buried them in the little holes.
Jeez.
And I woke up and I'm like, what in the actual fuck was I dreaming about?
Yeah, that Onnit stuff gives me some pretty weird dreams, too.
Oh my god.
I wasn't on Onnit.
You were not Onnit?
I wasn't Onnit.
I had a weird, really fucking dream about demons and shit after reading the Silmarillion. A weird, really fucking
dream?
After reading the Silmarillion? Oh, no.
Which is the Lord of the Rings lore book.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that the beginning of that shit's crazy. Like, I don't want to say it because Nikki's going to make a bad pun.
Oh, God.
But basically,
that lucked out.
So
is this a pun coming?
The supreme being makes all the super awesome people, which Gandalf is one of them. Basically, actually, he's like a step lower than those super awesome people. But Melkor, who's Morgoth, who's like Sauron's granddaddy kind of thing,
douche lord of the century.
Doesn't
that would be Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Yep.
So Melkor doesn't like the supreme being, and they communicated through what was described as music in the book.
Epic rap battle.
Shut the fuck up! I hadn't even finished it. But they have a battle with like producing music, and Nikki's like, oh, it's like an epic rap battle. I'm like, no, fuck you! You ruined the fucking book for me.
So the whole time he's just thinking of an epic rap battle.
Epic rap battles of history. God. I mean, that
Gandalf.
That book is like old.
Oh, motherfucking Morgoth!
Shit.
Nikki has lost it.
Alright, I think we need to end the podcast.
Oh my god.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. I had to pause because I wanted to make sure I got that right, and I was like, did I get that? I think I got that right. I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
Straw to break the camel's back.
Alright,
well, on hump day. Broke the camel's back.
Hump day!
Whoop, whoop.
Mike.
That is
movie
old.
Day.
I know.
What?
No. Movie date?
Oh, we should go on a movie date soon.
Okay. Let's do it.
We should watch.
Well, you guys should go on a movie date, and I won't fifth wheel it, because fuck you guys.
No, come on.
We'll
come
have
on.
A movie date at my house, and we'll watch a movie.
We'll watch the interview.
And by watch a movie, we mean you guys are going to go to sleep, and me and Austin will be up watching the SpongeBob movie by ourselves.
Wondering what the fuck you're doing with your lives.
Oh, what?
You said, we'll have a movie date at my house. I was like, is your mom going to be there?
Then he wouldn't be fifth wheeling. They could have
those. Jesus Christ.
It would be like a six wheeler.
Your sister will call me dad.
Oh, that was... God.
Oh, that's creepy. Someone's not in the podcast on that.
Someone's going to be calling somebody daddy.
No. I quit. I'm done. I'm no longer in Grunted Gaming. I retire.
This is what happens when you keep recording the podcast.
This is why all the podcast ends at 1 hour.
Yeah. So we are 1 hour and 1 minute. We ended it already.
Oh, all right. God. Thank you all for listening to this debauchery that is our lives.
Fuck. Stay beautiful. Good night.
Later.
Good morning, America.
What the fuck? I said good night.
Good night, America.
Shut up.